You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. It's once again time for Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am your host for this program. On today's show, here in the first hour, we've got a fair bit of new music, including, we'll see if we get around to playing the whole thing, but music from Bosk. Music from the frontman of Dead Confederate, who's now doing a solo work. Probably hear that pretty soon. As well as music from Adam Franklin, who used to front a band in the 1990s called Swerve Driver. New music from him. We have tickets in this first hour as well for a band out of the UK named The Heavy, performing at the El Rey. And also for King, a Los Angeles group, who are back at the Bootleg Bar. Or Bootleg Theater, I think, actually. And in the second hour, we're playing part two of our interview with Matthew Sweet. And in this part of the interview, we're focused all on his album, Altered Beasts, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. I want to start the show off with just a short little birthday kind of tribute to my mother, who would have been 65 today, and was a major influence on me in a variety of different ways. Number one reason that I teach, and one of the main reasons I have the eclectic taste in music that I do. One of the last things that I was able to buy her before she left us was a box set, the definitive Otis Redding. So she had pretty much every song from Otis Redding. It was a favorite of hers and became a favorite of mine. And this song seems to fit strongly. So music from Otis Redding in honor of my mother on her birthday. That's how strong my love is on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Thank you.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. At the end of the last set, you heard music, brand new music from Adam Franklin. For some time was the frontman, lead vocalist of one of my favorite acts from the 1990s, Swerve Driver. He's been doing his own thing for quite some time with a group that he calls Bolts of Melody. And they have a new record that's just released on Goodnight Records called Black Horses. And the song you heard from that was When I Love You, I Love You All the While, from Adam Franklin and Bolts of Melody. Also in the set, you heard music from T. Hardy Morris. He fronts, at least I think he still does, a group out of Georgia called Dead Confederate. Audition Tapes is the name of his solo debut. I believe it's his solo debut, at least. Hard Stuff, the name of the track. And that's a record that's out now on Dangerbird. Just ahead of that, we had music from the fantastic collection put out by Numero Group in Chicago called Good God, Apocryphal Hymns. The group was the Soul Superiors, and the song was Faith. And we start things off with music from Otis Redding, dedicated to my mother here on her birthday. Rest in peace. That's How Strong My Love Is, the name of the song, taken from the CDs I bought her 20 years ago, almost. The definitive Otis Redding. In the background, music from Gaslamp Killer. From his record Breakthrough, the song is Nissan. If you didn't hear, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but Gaslamp Killer was in a really bad accident about a week or so ago. And there's actually an account from him. He did an interview with Jeff Weiss? Yeah, Jeff Weiss from LA Weekly. Just after getting out of the hospital, I think a couple days after getting out of the hospital. It's a horrifying account, and we're lucky to still have him and to still look forward to music from Gaslamp Killer. And hopefully, you know, just send out the positive vibes to one of LA's favorite sons and one of the best DJs I know that I've seen. Going to continue music with a group who is also from LA and performing pretty, pretty soon. The band I'm talking about is King. They had a nice residency over at the Bootleg in June. Hopefully you got a chance to catch that. But if you didn't, they're returning to the Bootleg on August the 10th. And we have tickets to see the group once again, or excuse me, August the 2nd. Getting my giveaways mixed up. August the 2nd, King with Moses Sumney over at the Bootleg Theater. We have a couple pairs of passes for this if you'd like to go and see LA's King. They've been guests of the show. Incredible band. Hopefully we'll get their debut record a little later on in the year, but we do still have their EP from earlier in the year. So I'll play you something from it right now. This is The Story from King, while we're also giving away tickets to see King over at the Bootleg Theater on August the 2nd. Call now 818-985-5735. Right now, here's King with The Story on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Anything, cloud, no dirt. says it all. Do you hear it in the verse? Oh, I'll call home when you see it on my face. See it on my face. Ain't got a second to waste. Oh, I know. Ain't got a second to waste. Second away.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. Just heard music from Rye, which is a collective more or less based here in Los Angeles, featuring Robin Hannibal of Quadrin and Mike Milosh on the vocals, from a record released early in the year called Woman. Name of the song was Verse. Also in the set, something brand new, also from around these parts, a group that is called Los Girls from an EP, just self-titled on Plug Research. Somewhere, the name of the song. I'm not entirely sure there are any girls in that group. I know that Anthony Valadez and I think Nick Rosen are involved in that. I'll have to talk to Anthony about it. Also in a set, music from Alpha from all the way back in 1997. Their debut, Come From Heaven. With Martin Bernard on the vocals for Firefly. And start things off with a little more Los Angeles, quite a bit of LA in that set. King. Starting the set off, The Story, the name of the song, also the name of the EP, may very well be the name of their debut release, which hopefully will come out later this year. You can check with them for an update over at the Bootleg Theater. Once again, they're performing on Friday, August the 2nd over there. In the background is music from Adrian Young. This is actually one of a couple songs that that Timbaland and Jay-Z decided to sample on Jay-Z's record. And it may very well lead to them working together, which would be an interesting pairing. Adrian has already had a real busy 2013, but has another record coming out where he's backing Souls of Mischief. Yeah, so we'll see. Incredibly prolific, and hopefully we'll be able to get him and his band into the studio sometime this year. I want to start this set off with music from a group who's going to be coming to town. Might have said the wrong place earlier, but they'll be at the Fonda Theater here in Los Angeles on August the 8th. That group is The Heavy, group out of the UK. It's gotten quite a bit of fanfare from music supervisors really loving their songs. but put out great music, three records from them, The Glorious Dead, the most recent one from last year. This song is called Blood, Dirt, Love, Stop. Once again, The Heavy are performing over at the Fonda Theater on Thursday, August the 8th. If you'd like to go see them, courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, call me right now, 818-985-5735. Here's a song from The Heavy, Blood, Dirt, Love, Stop, for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
You and I have to understand. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but I'm gonna tell you anyway, cause I can prove what I'm saying.
Not gonna lie, I'm the cause of that global warming. Strong as an ox with the force of four men. Sound side, devastating mic controllers. Smack it out the ballpark, that's what our goal is. Infinite potential over instrumentals. Pretenders' intentions get red like candles. O2 fillet ya non-stop with my quotables. Ammo for days, rhyme stock is reloadable automatically. Product of the underground, unequivocally. Catching rep with my rundown. A vinyl veteran, nice with the lettering.
in. AVG, not me, I'm much better than. Apparently, some of you didn't get the memo. Mastermind's in effect, listen to my demo. Cop it online, fam, direct from the source. I endorse, I can do that, I'm the boss.
Now I understand the message.
The odd one with the dialogue. Audio transmit like Wi-Fi above them all. Fade them all like Jamal. It's your call. We motivate and move while some just sit and stall. Procrastinators we create with the splendor. True MC and not a fraudulent pretender. Remember the words that we're saying, keeping in this moving wild since you were in your baby crib. Ha. Now this is dope folks rhyming. We execute the science and skill by designing. Audible treats complete with the intellect, making it right. Hey, what you expect? This ain't a game no more, it's for the gusto. Words are manifest for sure as I bust a few lines for your mind as we did, done, did it. Cause when you want the hotness outside, gon' spit it.
Message in the music in the message, how we use it. They pick sound side, approve it. Why? Veterans in our own right, the mentor, the emperor. When we let the pen soar over the instrumental, it's not coincidental. The way we massage your mental, we meant to. Intelligent elegance, always relevant to what's going on. Never trying to offend you, but if we did, that's the breaks, kid. You skid right past. Miss the message with your fast ass. All we saying is hip hop forever. May change form, but that heart will never break, crumble, or bust. Mountains turn to dust, seasons change, and your idols turn to rust. So stay blessed. What I profess is, listen closely for the message.
Every time I open my mind, there's a sun beaming down on me. Every time I rise to the sky, just high enough so that maybe I can see. Everything's so groovy this way. Everything is so clear. My heart is always going your way. So fly with me, fly, fly with me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM. Melting Pot. At the end of that last set, you heard music from the Boogaloo Assassins from their long-awaited but finally available, at least digitally, or at their shows and other formats. The record is Old Love Dies Hard on Sicario Records from the Boogaloo Assassins. Vinyl should be coming a little later in the year. No, 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 the radio edit of that song from the Boogaloo Assassins, once again from their debut full-length record. Sounds very nice to say. Old Love Dies Hard. Ahead of them, some classic stuff from the Latinaires. Camel Walk from a record of the same title, 1968 on Founding Records. Some psychedelic music from Danny Schlosh. Dreams and Illusions, the name of the record on Verve Forecast. Ooh, I think 1968 too, I think. In a Dream, the name of the song. Which is, incidentally, a really great song to listen to very loudly, spinning around in a swivel chair. I also in this set, music from SoundSci. Soundsational, the name of the record. A record that all the music is pretty much built off of samples from Mike James Kirkland, primarily the stuff that he did with Mike and the Sensations, including that song, Understand the Message, which uses the horns and also a little vocal piece from Mike James Kirkland from the song Don't Sell Your Soul. Start off the set with The Heavy, who once again are performing over at the Fonda on August the 8th. Blood, Dirt, Love, Stop, the name of the song from them from their record The Glorious Dead. In the background, music from Bosk, Get Involved, the name of the track, from his album Bosk y Orquesta de la Madera. Finally available via Ubiquiti and highly recommended. And one of the few records this year, it's had a healthy amount of soul claps in it. Lots of good music, but not nearly enough hand clapping going on. So hopefully we'll get more of it in the rest of the year. You're listening to KPFK, Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara worldwide at kpfk.org. The name of the show is Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am the host of this program. You can find us online, facebook.com/meltingpotradio, where you can become a fan. You can also check for things at meltingpotblog.com. Archive shows, interviews, and all kinds of other things. Including the first part of this interview. We'll be archiving that, along with the second part, getting ready to play for you tomorrow, along with this show. Interview with Matthew Sweet coming up after a quick message at the top of the hour. Our second part of the interview focused on Altered Beast here, the 20th anniversary of that record. That's what's coming up for the next hour. Interview with Matthew Sweet here at KPFK and Melting Pot.